Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I talk with Cindy Pfeiffer, school nurse at Highland High School, about the importance of reporting student absences even when students are learning virtually at home, which students in the Highland School District will be doing through at least December 2nd.
Cindy, I know it's been a challenging year, not just for administrators at the school districts around the area, but school nurses, you guys have had your hands full as well. Before we kind of talk about some advice that you wanted to give students and maybe parents as well as Highland shifts to some online virtual learning from home, talk about your role in trying to track COVID absenteeism versus regular absenteeism as a school nurse and some of the challenges folks like yourself in that profession have faced this school year.
So kind of the role of the school nurse is to just take care of the sick students. Mostly the hardest part this year has been trying to determine, are you just regular sick or are you COVID sick? And, you know, what we do is we use Iowa Public Health Department guidelines to decide which students need to be screened for COVID and which students do not. And so that can be somewhat of a challenge because, you know, some things that we just think, okay, it's just a cold, well, they have risk symptoms of COVID and need to be tested. So then students need to, you know, be out to be tested. So that can be a bit of a challenge just trying to decide, you know, how sick are you? Do we need to have you tested? And working with families. So we've been, you know, working hard, and I know myself and meet with all the other school nurses in Washington County with Washington County Public Health. We've all been meeting very frequently, at least once a week since the start of the school year. So all the school nurses are working very, very hard to try to kind of track the students and then identify students that would be high risk and need to be tested. And then also another challenge is, okay, you know, if a student has tested positive, trying to figure out who has been within that student, you know, within 6 feet for 15 minutes or more of that student, and, you know, working with public health department as they, you know, decide who needs to be quarantined and then trying to track all the quarantines and all that goodness. So it's been a pretty crazy year so far.
With the at least temporary right now for Highland schools going online and students spending more time at home, how important is it for the school district to still know what kids, if they're not able to learn either virtually or in class, how important is it to know, you know, what their illness is?
So it's, I think that, you know, there's still, even though they're learning virtually, there's still students, you know, there's still our kids in the district that we just need to try to keep track of, you know, who's sick, how they're sick, you know, do they need to see their healthcare provider? And so that way we can have a barometer on when we come back, you know, how do we come back? Do we come back 100%? Do we come back hybrid? Is the community ready to come back? You know, if we're still seeing very high rates of, you know, positive tests, then certainly we as a community need to decide, you know, should we be coming back to the classroom 100%? Or, you know, if we're not, if this pause that we've taken to kind of separate the students away from each other has, you know, worked and we don't see very many cases or none, then, you know, certainly we can use those numbers to help decide, you know, how we would come back at the beginning of December.
How important is it for students, even though they might be, again, learning from home and doing the virtual classrooms, to not let their guard down in terms of, you know, washing their hands frequently and still pretty important even at home?
Still very important. You know, a lot of the quarantines that we're seeing are not happening from inside the school day. They're happening, you know, six kids get together, you know, on a Saturday night, and then one of them, you know, is unknowingly ill at the time. And then unfortunately, you know, the other five kids that were there, you know, also are at high risk. And so students just need to be kind of aware of, you know, what they're doing, where they're at, you know, making sure that they're safe, wearing their masks when they're out in public, and, you know, just kind of protecting themselves that way. And, you know, just really be careful about, you know, gathering with other kids and, you know, and family members, certainly with the holiday coming up. And the other thing, too, is for students to understand that it's still kind of pretty important to report, especially for the older kids, you know, to report their symptoms to their parents or guardians they're in the home, you know, just a mild headache and a stuffy nose is something that, you know, at this time your kid may be just, your older kid may be just kind of go about their day, but they need to remember that we're kind of not in ordinary times right now, and that's something that they need to, you know, report to their parents and let them know that they're not feeling very well.
I'm just on the outside looking in, but I've talked to enough school districts here in the last week especially. It's not an easy job right now for not just the administrators, but all the support staff like yourself.
Yeah, not an easy job at all. It's certainly a challenge. I know our district teachers, I mean, are working very hard. I'm very impressed. And, you know, it's a challenge that we never thought we'd have to face. Even school nurses, you know, never thought we'd probably have to face a pandemic. But here we are, and we're working through it.
That's today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Cindy Pfeiffer, school nurse at Highland High School. You can find this story at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts for KCII News.